Detour, written by T. Yotta and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Their show market sounds like a festival. Everywhere they go, Jylan can make out a half dozen voices hawking goods, layered over the shrieks of children's laughter and the excited chatter of old friends greeting one another. Shunwei keeps tugging at his arm, trying to lead him faster as he looks for the medicine sellers and the woman he knows there. But Jylan keeps finding himself distracted by all the fun. After the third time, Jylan comes abruptly to a halt, listening with fascination to the sizzling of meat over a grill. It smells so good, he really just has to buy some. Shunwei lets out a sharp breath and suddenly drags Jylan in a different direction. One with a lot fewer voices. Most of them children. After a few minutes of hushed negotiation with one of the few adults in the area, Jylan realizes Shunwei intends to leave him with the babysitters. Jylan supposes he should be mad about that. He's blind, not helpless. But it's clear Shunwei has reached the end of his ability to cope with surprise detours for the day. Besides, Jylan is going to tease him about this for years. You will stay right here. Jylan can't help laughing at the determination in Shunwei's voice, as if he could somehow will Jylan into more dutiful behavior. I'll stay right here, he agrees, faking meekness as broadly as he can. This lovely young woman, he waves a hand in the general direction of the grandmother Shunwei had been talking to, will keep an eye on me for you. I'll be fine. The adults around them snicker. There's a pause, and Jylan pictures the doubt on Shunwei's face at that statement. If you need me. Why would I need you? Jylan makes a show of looking around, as if he could see all those highly responsible faces. We have snacks and games. If I'm good, I get a mooncake. Though I suppose you could paint my face. I like rainbows. A couple of the kids are giggling now too, and Jylan is having a great time. Even if he can't see the look Shunwei is giving him, he can imagine it. He can also hear the long-suffering sigh. Jylan. Go. Talk to your friend, Shunwei. He'll be fine. The old grandmother sounds like she's consoling a worried parent. He's no worse than the rest. I object to that. Jylan turns in her direction. I'm so much worse than they are. Shunwei sighs again as the others laugh. I'll be quick. His footsteps start to move away, hurriedly, and Jylan calls after him. Don't forget my mooncake. The end.